Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode is brought to you by Mack Weldon Clothing.
Ooh.
And Casper Mattresses.
Ooh.
Mattresses.
Ooh.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
I was throwing up intense sharkers for no reason.
I
was psyching myself up for the episode.
I thought you were going to talk about how you vomit profusely before the show because of nerves every week.
Oh, yes.
People don't know that about you.
That's true, yeah.
You have to gear up every time.
You know I do.
Yeah. That's why he's never got a letter ready, because he's supposed to be getting a letter ready.
You're like, Mason, can you get a letter ready? And I'm like, letters, that means the show. I used to sweat during the recording of any podcast.
Like, did you?
The first half a dozen.
Really?
Of ours? Yeah,
of ours,
yeah.
Really?
Just sweated through. Well. Not would have been nice of you to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Often, though, when you record a podcast with somebody, it's just very hot in the room.
That's
generally.
True, yeah.
Because you can't put any fans on or anything. It's just it's just awful.
But that's why I've always proposed a cooling vest.
Yep.
We invent a cooling vest for podcasters.
Yes.
It's got liquid nitrogen in it.
But it's just for podcasters.
Just for podcasts. You cannot use it for any other reason.
Speaking of cooling.
It'll be very volatile, so you can't move.
No, well, why would you?
Yeah.
Because you don't need to move. It's podcasting.
That's right.
Anyway, with the new studio that we're building, Mason, it's going to have air conditioning to the podcast booth.
Air conditioning to the premises.
That's right.
So how's it going to be quiet?
Well, it's going to hopefully be filtered in through, because it's going to be in the room,
yep,
but as a separate pod.
Ah! Oh,
yeah, so that's the idea. That's the idea.
This is some Elon Musk style technology.
It has to be, Mason. If you're going to do podcasting, you've got to do it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I've always said that. Mm-hmm. You've always said that too.
That's right.
That might be pushed back a week. Not a week, more than a week, because I put a video up this week about how Defy stole a whole bunch of money from me and a whole bunch of other people.
Is there any legal ramification from you saying they stole your money?
They did steal my money.
Okay,
it's my money, and they took it from me.
Now, for anybody who doesn't know, Defy is a YouTube
multi-channel network. Yeah.
Right, okay. Mm. And you were signed with them.
Yep.
Like a Larry Bird.
Like a Larry Bird, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like Larry Bird.
Yeah.
And and the money that from YouTube. Anyway, I talk about it in the video.
Okay.
It's on my channel. I'm not going to go through it again. So yeah, that's good of them to do that.
Is it?
No, Mason, it's the opposite.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, thank you to all the support for people.
Anyway,
on that.
Thanks to Fi, now we won't have a sweet Elon Musk style air conditioner.
Also, we finally recorded our second Q&A for the charity campaign,
that's
which is up now.
Yep.
If you've contributed to that campaign, that's good, because otherwise, if you haven't, it's too late. You can't get this. But if you want to see the Q&A, it is in the description of the previous Q&A. So just go to that,
mm-hmm,
and it's all there. So
terrific.
Terrific. So check that out. Also, do we need any updates on our... Oh, sorry. Also, Claire's live show is coming up 9th of December, mm-hmm, in Melbourne, Halibur. Tickets $30. Discount with the promo code PODCASTDOG. That's linked below as well. Come along. Jess Warnicki and Dave Warnicki are going to be there. Famous couple.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, no, from Do Go On. Jess Perkins, Dave Warnicki, who are currently touring in with Matt in the... In
Merry
Europe.
Old
yeah.
London.
Do Go
That's
On.
Not true.
Yes. Another thing, Mason, do you want to do a quick update on our hot scoop from the week, from
yes.
last week?
Mm-hmm.
Which I should have clarified more, I feel like. That was a very vague rumor that I
feel, and potentially it's because I don't listen when this podcast is being recorded. I was under the impression when you said that,
yeah,
when you said, because you made the proclamation based on a source,
yep,
that the actor Matt Smith was going to be in Star Wars Episode 9
yep.
as Emperor Palpatine.
Emperor Sheev Palpatine.
In some way.
Yeah.
When you said that, I was under the impression this was some sort of inside...
No, it's a person who emailed us anonymously.
Yes.
Who knows a person who works for them.
So right, okay.
Which I did highlight in our segment, Hot Scoop or Shot of Poop.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw some people defending us online, which I appreciate, which was like, well, they'll write about the Matt Damon Loki thing from Thor.
That's
but
true.
That was way different. Like, we appreciate it, but that was a surefire thing.
Yes, that's true.
That we knew was happening. Mm-hmm. This is not that.
But this has got a lot more traction. Well, the same amount of traction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I thank you to all those websites who did include the hot scoop or shot of poop.
As was a proviso of them using the rumor. They had to say, this is from the hot scoop or shot of poop segment.
Yes.
Some people didn't, looking at you, Esquire, online magazine.
But really appreciate those people who went out of their way to call those websites on not using the correct...
Appreciate it.
...segment of the show for the rumor that's very likely untrue.
Terrific. Thanks for... Well, look, again...
Hey, man, I gotta eat the poop, so...
It's true.
It's the rules.
That is the rules, that's true.
You live by the poop, you die by the poop, Mason.
Exactly, yeah.
All right. On to the news, because, Mason, it's a big week of TV spin-offs.
Yes,
it's a huge week.
Huh.
It's all pretty much TV spin-offs.
That Driving Miss Daisy spin-off I've always been wanting.
Was that a... I mean, spin-offs of TV series.
Oh.
Or spin-offs that aren't... Yes. Yes.
Okay, great. Terrific.
First up, we've got Star Trek Discovery. Looks like it's going to be getting a spin-off with Michelle Yeoh's character.
Yes.
Emperor Philippa Giorgio, who, if you remember that series... Oh, who's she in that series? Do you remember?
Not really.
Okay, so she was the captain of a starship for the Federation.
Yes.
She's the mentor of Michael Burnham,
who's
killed very early in the season. Spoilers for all this. And then when they skip over to the evil dimension, where nobody's got a goatee, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's weird.
What
poor man's mirror universe, if you ask me.
Yeah, it certainly is. They find the other version of her, who is the emperor of their version of the Federation, the evil Federation, and she ends up coming back to the regular dimension. And so the spin-off, I guess, is going to be about, I guess, redemption or something? I don't know. Or maybe just an evil person flying a starship around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Being evil.
Yeah. So I think that's not a bad idea.
Michelle
Yeoh's great. So it was a shame to see her go so early, but it was good to see her return as an evil empress or whatever. Yeah. Are you going to be returning to Star Trek?
Discovery? I think so, Discovery? Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Mm. Are you looking forward to Picard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you watch all of The Next Generation?
Yeah. No, I was more of a Deep Space Nine kind of guy.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think I'd rewatch it.
No.
I know a lot of people who are just like, yeah, I'm starting again from episode one, Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Yeah.
Years and years of this. That's what I'm subjecting myself to.
I tried to start it, but I was like, this is very dated. And I know I need to do that thing that you often talk about where you just watch the good ones, where watch this episode from its season or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what you need to know. And the Borg War and whatever else.
Yeah, just watch the highlights.
Anyway, that's one television spin-off, Mason. And the next one is The Walking Dead did the bravest thing imaginable that a television show could possibly do.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready to hear
They
about
took
this.
A bold risk because they, all year, they've been setting up the death, or at least the exit, spoilers, of Rick Grimes from The Walking Dead.
The main guy.
Last week, he fell off a horse onto a steel girder that went through his
butthole?
Side. Yeah, went through his butthole.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the end to any man.
It certainly is. But doing the
bitter end.
That's right.
His butt.
His butt. As I said, they did the bravest thing possible and they faked out his death.
Oh.
So there was an explosion and he fell off a bridge and he washed up somewhere or something.
Uh-huh.
I didn't watch it. And they're going to do a Walking Dead Rick Grimes AMC movie trilogy of that character.
Wow.
That he's apparently never going to return to the show, but he's going to do the Rick Grimes trilogy.
And
they're fleshing out the universe. So they've got Fear the Walking Dead at the moment and The Walking Dead. They're doing this and apparently they're going to do a whole bunch of other stuff related to The Walking Dead.
Rick, you were going to die, but the explosion would have killed you, but this huge piece of shrapnel just went through the hole where your butthole was going to be. So
lucky
you lived.
You.
Lucky you lived.
Yeah, so there you go. Happy about that?
No. I mean, I'm not unhappy. I'm just indifferent because I don't watch the show. So.
Yeah. That's how The Walking Dead keeps people with stunts like this. I don't think there's enough compelling stuff in the actual show
right.
to keep it going. So they would just every now and then. They did it with Glenn.
They did it with Glenn.
They pretended to kill
another character I don't know.
Glenn fell off a fence and he fell down and you saw like
his butthole.
You saw his butthole and the zombies were ripping his guts out. But it turns out that somebody had fallen on top of him.
Oh, the zombies were ripping their guts out.
Yeah, and he crawled under a dumpster. But then half a season later, he got his head caved in anyway.
Okay.
So, but by that point, it was like, well, you kind of did this already. Because everybody already grieved Glenn.
Yeah, come on, Glenn.
4 episodes prior to this.
The boy who cried Glenn, if you ask me. Glenn who cried guts.
Yep.
Yep.
That's the Glenn who cried guts.
Now, what?
My guts!
Rick, what's Rick doing? What's his deal?
But like in general?
But I mean, why is he going to go away and get a new set of sassy friends in the movies? Or is he just going to be a weird loner?
It's strange because he's still got a daughter and a love interest. Mm-hmm. But if he's never going back to the show, they're going to have to concoct a reason that he would never return.
That's what I'm talking about.
So is it amnesia? Does his family then come with him in these new series?
Yep.
You know what I mean? I just,
So what happened at the end of this season?
Yeah.
Where did he end up? Like, did he disappear? Were people like, where's Rick? What's happening?
No, they think he's dead and a helicopter picked him up or something.
So you see that happen?
Apparently.
Okay,
I didn't watch it.
Terrific.
Yeah, so it's very brave, though. It's a brave decision to spin off this franchise by faking out the death of the lead character.
Yes, I guess.
Don't you think?
Yes. I mean, they did it with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's brave. No, they did. That's actually true.
It's true.
Yeah, and that's a great show, probably.
Yeah,
I've heard.
It's not as brave, though, is it?
No, it's not.
Because it's a show that fewer people like, or more people like.
Yeah. This is strange to me.
I have more thoughts about The Walking Dead.
The show you haven't seen. Please continue. Yes. Or you haven't read the comic.
No, I was going to say, I know, the TV show. So would a character get amnesia? Is it the kind of show where a character would be like, I'll be hit in the head and I don't remember anything?
I can see that being that, yeah.
But have they ever done
it? Or he's too far away, because you can only get... Well, they actually got a helicopter, so... And I remember the helicopter falls out of the sky and they can't use the helicopter anymore. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't want to justify any of this. None of these are my decisions that I have to live with. Yeah. It baffles me, though, that Breaking Bad is also an AMC show.
Yeah, right.
It's crazy that they're the same network. And that's Better Call Saul, obviously. But we are getting a Breaking Bad sequel spin-off movie, I guess.
Yes, that's right.
Does this fit into spin-offs? I put it in here.
Sure,
in the spin-off.
Yeah.
Great. Thank God. Starring Aaron Paul as Jesse...
Pinkman,
yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that?
Sounds pretty cool.
And we already got that Need for Speed follow-up. We already saw what happened.
He got in a car and he was really sad.
Yeah.
And he was driving after his family. What happened in this?
And he did a race.
He did a race.
You saw the first 10 minutes of Need for Speed, didn't you?
It was so dull.
Yeah.
It might have been the first 1 minute of Need for Speed because it was so slow.
So really? Yeah. The movie Need for Speed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the best video game movie.
It is not.
You don't know that?
It's just a guy in a car. That doesn't... But that's the thing. Need for Speed, the franchise, is just driving around. There's no plot.
In a car?
Yeah.
I think they should get rid of open world racing games.
Okay.
Because I prefer...
That's very brave of you.
Well, thank you. It's AMC brave. Mm-hmm. But I feel like a lot of games now are just, they give you this huge map and then you got to drive to the start of a race and you're just racing through the same town in different directions.
Okay.
My favorite Need for Speed game is, I think it's Hot Pursuit.
Uh-huh.
Which is from like 2010 or 2011.
Oh, I was going to say Hot Pursuit.
Hot Pursuit.
Just because it's the most fun to say.
I think the Burnout guys did it, if you ever played those Burnout games. But it's different tracks for every mission. And you don't have to drive to the start of a track. You're just at the start of the track.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know?
So in a lot of it.
Sick of open world.
Okay. See, I haven't played
a race.
I've been
playing too much Red Dead. I'm sick of running around on a horse.
I haven't played enough racing games, modern racing games, to be aware. So what you're saying is in a lot of modern racing games, it's always the same city. You just drive.
Yeah, and it's got different parts because you go to the forest and you go to the whatever.
Ooh.
But I want an actual track that's built specifically for you. You know, I don't make it 12, make it 4. I don't know. I don't care, but just make them good. I don't want this open world crap where you got to go and then it's... And also around the world, there's like different challenges and see if you can get all these tokens as quickly as you can.
Why are you so afraid of challenges?
I don't like challenge to be challenged, Mason.
I know you don't.
Either in my video games or on my ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, the Breaking Bad sequel.
Yes.
This is something I am looking forward to. Do you think they'll ever bring back Bryan Cranston?
No.
You don't think there's wiggle room for him to be alive? That he crawled under a dumpster until his cancer
That's true.
Got away?
My guts! He goes to the doctor and the doctor's like, actually, Mr. White, It turns out somebody else's guts had cancer, so you're fine. Hooray!
Hooray! So I just heard the door slam shut. I'm just going to check if there's anybody in my house.
Yeah, okay. Good,
everybody cool. Be cool just for a all sec. Right. It was just Greg slamming doors. Mm. My wife, Greg. She loves a door slam. I don't know if you know that about her, Mason.
I didn't know.
Sometimes
that.
When my son's asleep, my son's asleep. He sleeps less now.
When the hun's asleep.
But then,
the hun never sleeps. That's by true. War bonds.
If he's having a nap during the day, I'm like, listen, I know you're going out. Can you just not slam the door on your way out? She's like, I never slam the door. And I'm like, you slam it literally every time. Can you just please? And she's like, how dare you? And she just did it.
Just did it then.
Did everybody just hear that?
Just did it then.
And she'll just slam it. And I'm like, look, I'm not having a go at you. I'm not trying to start a fight. Just please don't slam the door.
Wow. Anyway, this is really going to start a fight if your wife listens to this podcast, yeah. Which she will not.
I don't mind putting some insights into a failing marriage into a podcast, Mason.
Okay, true.
You know that about me. I'm very open about who I am. Anyway, so you don't think Bryan Cranston's they're going to swap out his guts?
No.
I think there's a chance they could bring him back.
Well, I mean, he didn't. Yeah, I mean, there is.
Mm.
But
I think we'll definitely get a flashback.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like that would be an immensely cheap shot. And I think
I think an audience that
would lap up kind of like, well, it's a different set of guts, Rick, or whatever your name is, right? I think the Walking Dead audience would probably, you know, it's the kind of genre where people would enjoy the switcheroo.
Yeah.
But I think in this, if you're like, well, it only seemed like he died in his car, but then actually...
He died on the floor of a Nazi murder slaughterhouse.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a good point.
Mm.
I think a lot of... If you were like, no, actually, he didn't die there. The paramedics arrived and he got revived and he's fine now.
Yeah.
I think people were like, really?
Yeah.
Is that... We want him to be dead.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. But what they can do, they can bring back Saul Goodman. Because Better Call Saul is... It's mostly a prequel, but mm-hmm. there's parts of that that
set
are
in
a
the
sequel.
Modern day, yeah.
Where he's working in the Cinnabon or whatever.
Yeah, right.
In the mall. So I think that would be great to put those two
so
together.
So the Cinnabon story is still going.
Still going,
because
yeah.
I've watched the first few episodes and he's reflecting on his old life in his new identity.
Yeah. They don't go to it much, but yeah.
Okay.
So
is there an actual drama unfolding in it? Or?
There's a little bit, but it's more kind of a guy watching old commercials of himself and things like that. But that's such a good show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the, I think we've talked about it. Recently, maybe we did on that Q&A.
I think we talked about it in the Q&A.
Yeah.
That's a show that I should
watch, but you haven't.
We're like 4 seasons in or 5 seasons in?
We're 100 seasons in.
Wow!
Yeah, I think it's 4 or 5. And they only do 10 a year, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not that many, so you could definitely catch up. Anyway, good. I'm glad they're doing this.
I'm also glad.
And I'm indifferent to The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to watch the final Rick episode, but then I didn't. And I'm probably watch these Rick movies, but I probably won't.
Mm.
Yeah.
What if they're just called Rick? They're called Rick 1, 2, and 3. There's no Walking... They're aiming for a new audience. They're like, you know, but Walking Dead audience will come over,
yeah,
obviously. But I mean,
guys.
There's some people who would be like, I don't like that Walking Dead. I don't know if I can catch up on it. So it's just called... The first one's just called Rick 1.
And are they banking on people either being named Rick or know someone Rick? Be like,
I think so,
is
yeah.
Is that about me?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check this out. See if it's me.
Or Pickle Rick. People do like Pickle Rick.
Like, what if they just called it Pickle Rick 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah. Okay, good.
Great.
Or just maybe implied it.
Yeah.
Like he's eating, he's got a jar of pickles
yes.
somewhere near him.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's time for an ad, everybody. Get ready. This is it.
Brace yourselves.
Yes. Mack Weldon, they're clothing mason. You know that.
Wait. Are people braced yet?
I don't know.
They might have snapped some necks.
Well, that's too bad. A bit of ad break whiplash is good for a person.
I think so, true.
They do smart design. They do premium fabrics. They do simple shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you know, their website is...
MackWeldon.com?
Yes, but it's also good.
Easy to use.
Clear.
It's good. Clear website, yes.
But you were correct, though.
I'm not wrong, yeah.
You said
it's a real 1=1 situation. I'm not wrong.
No. All their products are also naturally antimicrobial, which means they eliminate odor. And also, they want you to be comfortable. So if you order your first pair, you can keep it. And they will still refund you, no questions asked. Mm. You might be thinking, first pair? First pair of what? First pair of bloody shoes? No, they don't do shoes. They might do shoes at some point, but this is not a shoe thing, is it?
But imagine if they started doing shoes and we called it.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't that be incredible?
I'd buy a Mack Weldon shoe.
People would go in our Facebook group and they'd be like, what's the time code for the episode where they predicted the shoes?
They do underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts. What else do they do, Mason? Tracky dacks.
Hoodies. Which we call body dacks.
We call them body dacks. These are all things that look good and perform well too, because they're good for working out, going to work, going on dates, and just everyday life. And if you go to MackWeldon.com, you can get 20% off by using the promo code PLANET.
That's us.
And that's a guarantee from us to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That promo code will still work.
Hopefully.
When even civilization has crashed down around us.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 years hence,
yep,
you can still go to that website and get 20% off.
And they will show up on your door.
Mm-hmm.
And you could also ask for a refund.
That's so true. And they'd be like, seriously? Seriously, how much did I have to go through to get here? Seriously, I had to fight a mutant dog. But all right. Rules is rules.
Got another ad spot though, Mason. This is for Casper Mattresses.
Love and Casper, you know, Mattresses.
That's right. You know them because they're cleverly designed to mimic human curves, providing supportive comfort for all kinds of bodies.
Humans, mostly.
Mostly humans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure a dog wouldn't mind, though.
Big dog?
Any dog.
Yep.
Any kind of dog.
Uh-huh.
But they're not dog mattresses, Mason. They're people mattresses.
But what if they had dog mattresses?
They might, Mason.
What about in the future they had dog mattresses and people were like, they called it again.
They've done it. What's the time code
what's
for
the time
episode
code?
With the dog mattresses?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, we spend a third of our life sleeping, so you got to be comfortable. So the experts at Casper Mattresses...
You're still thinking about dog mattresses, aren't you?
I am. They work tirelessly to make this quality sleep surfaces that cradles your natural geometry in all the right places. And they have breathable designs to help you sleep cool and regulate your body temperature throughout the night. It's an all-round mattress for you, Mason, for the year. You don't have seasonal mattresses.
I don't swap them out.
Do you find that it works all year round?
Yes.
Good. That's what I want to hear. They've also got 20,000 plus reviews with an average of 4.8 stars across Casper, Amazon, and Google. So they're fast becoming the internet's favorite mattress. 4.8 is an incredible rating.
I mean, the only reason that it's less than a 5 is because dogs can't rate stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
But boy, if they could.
No thumbs.
No thumbs. That's right. They do have a great unboxing experience, don't they, Mason? They have a great comfort experience. Just general, any experience that you can have that's Casper mattress related.
And good. They've got it.
And?
Boy, oi, oi, oi.
That's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Host must voice. You can
Sorry,
be
what?
Sure. That's what it says. You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep on it trial. Get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/theweeklyplanet and using theweeklyplanet, one word, at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. That's $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/theweeklyplanet and using theweeklyplanet at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. On with the show. All right, so the Disney streaming service has been named.
Disney Plus.
What do you think of the name?
It's very reminiscent of Google Plus, that thing that already failed.
That's right. It's pretty basic, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's not really much to it.
You're pretty basic, Disney.
Yeah, you are.
You're basic, Disney.
You're basic.
Mm.
Who cares what it's called, I guess. But did you see the logo? It says Disney. Do you see Disney as a backward G, that D?
Yeah, Gizney.
Yeah, that's how I see it. Do you see it like that?
Uh,
Briefly. I thought that was just me, but apparently that's a very common
thing. Yeah, whenever
thing.
Anybody points it out, I see it as that for a couple of days, and then I'm like, then it turns around again.
Yeah, right. I don't think I knew for like a good 15 years that that was even a D. Like, obviously it said Disney, but it never
But you always
to
thought
me.
It was the Walt Disney Company. Yeah. Wow, all right.
But, and it's the arc over the top.
Did you never question that?
Why would I? Yeah. It's the arc over Disney, and then it ends with a plus on the end of Disney. Yeah, so, yeah, there you go.
That's terrific.
I don't think the name matters so much as the content. And speaking of televisual spin-off content, Mason, we've got confirmation of the Loki series with Tom Hiddleston returning.
That's true, we do.
We've talked about this literally every week. Is it a prequel? Did he fake out his death? Yes.
Did he snap his own neck? And Thanos was like, well, I probably shouldn't continue crushing his neck if his neck's already crushed.
It wasn't his neck. He crawled under a dumpster. Wow. It was a different neck. Yeah. So that's good. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they're doing that. I hope they put a lot of money into it and it's good. I wonder which of these will also be released at the same time as when it starts.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to dump every Marvel movie on there?
Oh.
Because you know how they do with like a lot of Disney classic collections. They don't release them all at
they
once.
They have the vault.
Like, The Lady and the Tramp was only released for four
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, see, that's because that's traditionally that's a thing they've done for years and years yeah. is they will release.
Scarcity.
They'll release. One movie on VHS or DVD for a few months or a year, and then they'll delete it, and they all disappear, and then you can't get it again, and then they release something else. That would be surely the whole point of this. But I mean, maybe they're like, well, if that was our strategy on physical media,
yeah,
let's do it on digital media as well.
Mm, it might be. Mm. I don't think. Well, I guess that also incentivizes people to come back.
Yeah.
If they keep swapping out the content. I don't like that.
No.
I understand why people do. I hate it when on Netflix or any other thing where you go to get a thing and
it's gone again.
It's gone. And, you're like, and it's normally around the time that the next version of that is coming out.
Yeah.
So you're like, well, I'm going to catch up on whatever.
I had to look for Fantastic Beasts on Netflix.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It was so annoying.
It was there quite recently.
Yeah.
In Australia, at least. And I'm like, oh, yeah, new one's coming up. I'll give that a whirl. Gone.
I was going to watch that tonight because I'm seeing it tomorrow.
Nah, I can't see it.
No, I can't.
Nah.
Oh, well.
Better cancel all your plans.
I will. I'll cancel all my plans.
But I think you may be right in the sense that, and also people will just stay subscribed because they'll be like, any day now, that thing that I like is going to pop back up.
Yeah. But you can just tire on it if you wanted to.
I guess that's true, yeah.
I feel like I'm having to do that less and less because there are more options
available,
which is great because I'm happy to pay for things if you just make them available.
Exactly. Like if I'm like, okay, well, what I can do is I can go on an iPad or whatever, and a laptop or whatever, and try and search for the thing and then somehow send it over to my TV with some app or whatever, or I can pay $3 and rent the movie. I'll just rent the
Which
movie
is
for
fine.
$3.
It's absolutely fine, yeah.
But also, I feel like you were saying, like I think maybe I'm going to have to start buying stuff on Blu-ray again, like
things
that I enjoy because I feel like it's inconsistent. Like for a while, I'm like, why do people still collect stuff on DVD? Why do people still collect stuff on Blu-ray? It's just clutter. I'm all digital now. But then every time I go to look for something, it's gone. So I'm just like, well, I should probably just buy it then.
Yeah, you should probably just buy it then.
Maybe I'll just buy it.
Maybe you should, Mason.
Maybe I'll buy it.
Are you going to buy this, though? I mean, the Rogue One, there's a Rogue One prequel coming out starring Diego Luna as Cassian Andor. Now, if you remember Mason from the movie Rogue One, he's been in this fight since he was 6 years old, when presumably a clone trooper punched him in the head.
Right.
Maybe at his birthday.
I think so. I think he was about to blow out the candles on his space birthday cake and a clone trooper like hit him in the back of the head with the butt of the gun. His face went right in the cake.
And all his friends laughed.
All his friends laughed at him.
Yeah.
And he's like, resistance!
Also, he would have, if it happened when he
Rebellions are built on cake. It's true.
It's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
That's what he said. But if he was 6 years old, that means he's talking about being in a fight during the Clone Wars.
Right.
Because there's only a 19-year gap between Revenge of the Sith and roughly Rogue One. So, yeah, he would have had to have experienced the Clone Wars. That's what he's talking about.
Okay.
So, separatists and clones.
Do you think that's one of those things that maybe they threw into the script without figuring out the timeline? I think so, true. Yeah.
More compelling being like, I've been doing this for 6 months.
Yeah, that's true.
Haven't had a lick of sleep, I'll tell you that much.
Exactly right, yeah.
It's not as interesting.
I had to quit my temp job to fight this war.
Yeah. Look, what I don't like about this, here's a synopsis. The series will follow the adventures of Rebel spy Cassian Andor during the formative years of the Rebellion and prior to the events of Rogue One. Has to be prior because he was obliterated by a
giant laser
at the end of the film. I like that character. I like so much of Rogue One, but it just doesn't come together for me. So I'm kind of interested to see this guy prior. But that being said, get out of this time period.
Yeah, right.
Why are we still getting the formation of the rebellion? Mm. And I don't understand why they keep coming back to this.
Yeah, right.
Don't you?
Well, because you're right. It's interesting because we know, first of all, we know where it's all going to end up.
Mm.
And even then, it doesn't really end up. Because even at the end of Return of the Jedi, then after that, the First Order forms.
Yeah.
So there's still no end to it.
Yeah.
So what you need to do with Rogue One, which I enjoyed, I think, more than you did, but I think with that one, you have to go, well, obviously, none of the characters are still around, so do you find their story compelling? Do you relate to the characters, or do you feel something for the characters? And if you don't, then that's kind of a waste.
Yeah.
So now they're like, well, all right, well, if we make Cassian Andor an even more compelling character in his own series,
yeah,
then maybe people will feel more for his character in Rogue One.
Well, I found that for the Jyn Erso character because I read the prequel novel to the prequel Rogue One.
Oh, yes.
And it fleshed out that character a lot more than
is
in that movie. It's just all the parts are there.
Yeah, right.
But it just, anyway, it doesn't matter. I've talked about it a thousand times.
So is this some sort of long-term strategy where people go, people will buy more Rogue One DVDs if they watch the Cassian Andor series, I guess.
Maybe. It's the other thing is, you know how they talked about the formation of the Rebellion was covered in Star Wars Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
That is exclusively what that show is about. And so I guess what would be interesting is this would be more the underworld side of things where he's going into alleys and shooting in Rebel informants so he doesn't get caught.
So Rebels is more like,
we got to find a new base and we're out of hyperfuel.
Yeah, okay, so it's the big whatever. It's the big events, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that is interesting to me.
That is interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Also, I guess there's thread elements which I, from Solo, another movie I didn't particularly like, that could be worked into this, which might be interesting. You've got the whole underworld of Darth Maul and Kira is running all that. You'd have to bring her over, Emilia Clarke, obviously, again. I don't know what that would cost because, you know, she's coming off the back of Game of Thrones.
That's true, yeah.
And Terminator Genisys. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know, but I think, there are things that you could resolve in this show from those things, which I think there's a very good chance that this could be good. I just wish they'd stop doing this.
Now, okay, ideally, where would you rather that we be hearing stories from?
I think
what time period?
Just if you jump 10 years any direction, from that, I'll take. Oh, then you're in Solo, aren't you? So, not even. But yeah, I mean, ancient stuff.
Yep.
You can't go past The Last Jedi, obviously, cause until they finish 9.
Yeah, right.
And I'm not even sure they'll go past after that because they didn't really. They're kind of reluctant to go past trilogies, I'd imagine, and answer questions until the next set of movies.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, there's that 30-year gap there. But I guess they're already doing The Mandalorian, which is that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those series that they're building is probably going to be Old Republic or TV
Probably. That's what I mean, that's what people keep, you know, because people are like, okay, well, the Game of Thrones guys, they're going to do Old Republic stuff. That's the assumption.
Yeah.
But mate, what if it's just in that gap? What if it's in the gap you hate? What if they're like, we're going to fill out every millisecond of this gap before we do anything else?
Even Shadows of the Empire era, which is no longer canon.
Yeah.
Fill that gap. They haven't touched
that. That's after Return of the Jedi.
That's after Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
It's in that Han Solo Frozen thing.
That
they haven't explored even. So
right.
I don't.
But are they filling in those elements?
Currently?
Yes.
No, they barely touched it.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's taboo now. Maybe they're like, we will not fill in any of those gaps.
Yeah, I think they're saving it for something. I think they're going to do a big event like they did with Shadows of the Empire.
Ooh.
But we'll see. I don't know that for a fact. I don't know anything. That's the end of all the spin-offs news week. So now we've just got a few more bits of news. We'll get into what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Irons is officially playing Ozymandias in the Watchmen sequel TV series. The spin-off. We're still in the spin-off news.
Wow.
I think we called that a while back. Somebody find the time code and say,
they called it.
Oh my God. They found it. But
they've said so many things at random so many times.
Yep, a broken clock.
Yeah.
We'll guess if a guy in a comic book series is a different character from
Twice a
day.
We do it twice a day. We're just not recording all the time.
That's right. What do you think of that casting?
It's pretty good. I like it.
He's done a Germanish accent, hasn't he, before?
Uh-huh.
In Die Hard 3?
Die Hard 3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great casting.
It's pretty good.
What do you think the state of the world's going to be in 30 years after a giant squid was plopped.
Wait,
down.
So is this? That's a good. That's a really good question. So this is because we have obviously we have Doomsday Clock.
Yep.
Which is the sequel
to the
comic book series, yes. Which is set 7 years, or it's set in the '90s,
yeah,
isn't it?
But it's also set
in the modern day,
parallel
the DC universe.
To the DC universe. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Uh huh. Maybe time moves slower in the Watchmen universe.
Maybe it does.
Maybe it does.
Yeah.
But this is so. This is going to be set 30 years after. So does this include Doomsday Clock? I wonder.
I don't know. I wouldn't say so.
Yeah, because otherwise.
Yeah, I think Doomsday Clock, when it eventually ends in 14 years, that they'll it'll be sealed off from the main.
Yeah,
it'll seal off the DC characters from that universe.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
probably.
So I don't think it'll matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, this might be a sequel to the movie.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think so, but it could be. Yeah,
I think it is. I mean, I would say it is.
We'll know whether they use the squid or not, because that's the
that's true,
that's,
yeah.
that's going to be the thing that tips it over. Because everything else is mostly the same.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, that's it's almost the same. But
except for designs and whatever.
I think maybe they will do a cheeky nod to the squid.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah,
put the
squid
in.
You also, I guess they could also say, okay, well. You take the movie universe and Dr. Manhattan did the explodey thing.
Yeah.
Maybe some weird stuff happened. We don't see individually what happened to everybody. Maybe a giant squid came out of a portal or something.
Do you think a giant squid might have come out of a portal?
Yeah.
Man, imagine that. What a world.
Yeah.
Do you think the world would unite if a giant squid came out of a portal? I don't think it would.
I don't think they would. I think these days they
I
would.
I think it'd be all conspiracies of who dropped the giant squid.
Yeah.
And was it Russia? And,
yeah. Uh-huh.
No, was it an inside job?
Exactly.
I don't think it would unite anybody.
Giant squid's an inside job. Bush did the giant squid. Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think it would be a serious failure.
I don't think that works anymore. I think it would have worked in the 80s because that also came off the back of the Cold War when people united against communism and knocking down the Berlin Wall and all those kind of things.
Uh-huh.
But I think people hate each other too much.
Yeah, I think so. And I think these days also, it'd be in the news cycle for like a week.
Yeah.
And then there'd be some tweets that'd just be like, hey, weren't we just talking about a giant squid blowing up New York a week ago? Shaking my head. There'd just be a lot of that. Nobody's done anything about it. This would have been big news 10 years ago, but
Yeah, what a media, you know?
Yeah, the media.
Speaking of the media, Universal is planning on rebooting one of their most popular franchises of all time. Do you know what this is? Universal Monsters.
It's back, baby.
I really want them to.
Third try.
Have a run at it.
Third bite of the cherry. You can do it.
Well, fourth, I guess, if you count the Wolfman.
Yeah, okay. And the original.
And the Mummy.
Yeah.
So fifth?
Yeah, I guess so.
Is the Wolfman Universal, that Wolfman movie? It might not be.
I don't know. But also, I don't think you count those ones because they're not very obvious leaps at a franchise. The Mummy was just, hey, let's make a Mummy movie because that would be cool.
And boy, let me just check if the Wolfman is... I need to know who made the Wolfman movie. Oh, Emily Blunt's in the Wolfman. Is she the Wolfman?
No.
It is Universal. Oh, Universal. You're so good at making monster movies. Anyway, no, they're actually rebooting Shrek and Puss in Boots.
But with the original cast,
with
I
the
heard.
Original voice cast.
Okay.
So
is that a sequel? What's going on?
I don't know. Did you ever? Well, how many of the Shrek movies have you seen?
I think I've seen one and two.
Yeah, they're the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, the three is terrible. But four is like an alternate timeline.
Okay.
It's not bad.
All
it's
right.
Okay. Three is very ungood. But four
Does
is
three
okay.
have Justin Timberlake in it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not implying that makes it ungood.
That's what makes it not good. He doesn't do any singing or dancing.
All right.
He doesn't sing the song Senorita, which I believe is his best song.
There you
I don't
go.
Care what anybody says, Mason.
Wow. It's his That's best very song. Brave of you.
I don't mind being brave occasionally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I put myself out there. Do you have an opinion on his best song?
I'll be Cry Me a River.
It's not a good song.
All right.
It's not that brave of you.
I was really just grasping that, to be honest. Yeah. I don't know that many of his songs.
Original voice cast. I think you kind of have to reboot it because he's got kids now.
Shrek has kids
and he can't go off an adventure because his wife's yelling at him and he has to be a good dad. There's a lot of that. So
I feel that that's more your opinion based on your own life.
No, that is what happens in those films.
Sounds like Shrek can't adventure or podcast anymore because he's got a wife and kid dragging him down. Seems bad.
She's always slamming the door.
Yeah.
The door to the swamp. Yeah.
Swamp door.
And they actually did a Puss in Boots movie, a solo movie. And there's also a TV series.
And there's a Christmas
movie. Yeah, there's a bunch of Christmas stuff. There might be one or two. Maybe there's just one. But the Puss in Boots movie is okay. I've seen it. It's a prequel. But yeah, I see why they kind of need to reboot it, but it's going to be weird.
I guess. You could just have them get a divorce.
You could just get them to... It's okay. There's nothing wrong with getting divorced,
people
man.
People get divorces all the time.
Make it modern, mate. Mm. Man, God. If people can unite under a giant squid, get divorced.
Well, have we talked about the... Spider-Man. You're aware of Spider-Man, the character.
I've seen him.
In the comic books, there was the Spider-Man clone saga.
Yeah.
Which is basically, they went, hey, Spider-Man isn't selling as well as it used to be. How can we make him cool and hip with the kids?
Mm.
And ultimately, what they chose to do...
Skateboarding?
What they planned to do is because he was like...
Yo-yos.
Yes, all those things. But they... because he was like married and he had a good job and blah, blah, blah. And they were like, kids can't relate to that anymore. So that what they eventually did is they cloned him.
Yeah.
And they made a cool, young, hip version of him called Ben Reilly. Yeah. And eventually they were like...
Was Ben Reilly actually younger?
No, he was the same age.
Okay, right.
Chronologically, he's younger.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
He's years younger.
I mean, like, but he's...
Biologically, he's supposed to be the same age, okay, right? Gotcha. So basically, the original idea was, okay, well, we'll have Peter Parker, the original Spider-Man, lose his powers and go off in the suburbs.
Yeah.
And we'll have Ben Reilly take over as the original Spider-Man. So that was the plan. That didn't work out. But one of the original ideas was, let's just have Spider-Man get a divorce.
And he does get a divorce eventually.
He does eventually.
Doesn't a demon make him get a divorce?
Yeah,
a
demon makes him get a divorce. But like they were like,
"Hey, sign this."
Initially, good they comic. Were like, "Well, we can't do that because then he'd just be a sad divorced guy, wouldn't he?"
Yeah. But now he is. Now he isn't. Now he's married again.
I think they're back together. Yeah,
good on him.
Yeah. But anyway, Shrek divorce. That's what I'm saying.
Shrek divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah. So instead of Shrek the Halls, which I believe is a Christmas special,
Shrek divorce. It's a shame. It's a shame. Yeah, Shrek the Fourth is already taken because it could be Shrek the Divorce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And look. He can go on his adventures because he only has to see his kids every second weekend. It's fine. Mm, yeah. Him and Donkey could go off and, you know, kiss a dragon or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, Donkey's got kids. So it needs to be Shrek and Donkey divorce.
Okay? It's true, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of TV spin-offs, we're still in this somehow.
Okay.
Altered Carbon and Pacific Rim are getting anime spin-offs.
Huh. Protagonists are getting divorced.
That's right. How is this all TV spin-offs?
No.
Crazy.
Is this spin-off announcement week?
I don't know.
As far as the year goes?
Yes.
Thanksgiving spin-off announcements?
Perhaps.
Mm.
I am glad Pacific Rim is continuing.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the last one, and I didn't really like the first one.
Yeah. Also, I think it's very suited to anime, especially considering
it's just
the very concept is... Yeah, exactly. The very concept has been drawn a lot from anime. So.
Exactly. And Altered Carbon as well, which is... Yeah, that kind of surprises me because they're still kind of...
Making the series.
Why not? Alton Carbon.
Maybe it's like an anthology thing of like, what are these? Because then the dilemma with Altered Carbon is, the idea is people can swap bodies all the time.
Yeah.
But you've got a main character.
Yes.
You've got a main actor, so it has to be that character the entire season. Mm. So maybe this is an anthology, or maybe it's a series where it's somebody switching bodies every week.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. It's a Quantum Leap reboot.
Quantum Leap reboot. Mm-hmm. Anime.
Divorced. Scott Bakula gets a divorce.
Yeah. Okay, we actually have a one bit of news that is it's not spin-off
related.
It's prequel related.
Okay.
Do I say prequel right? Prequel.
I think so.
Prequel.
It's not that one.
Isn't it?
No.
What have I been saying? World War One.
Prequel to World War One?
That's right.
World War Zero.
The Boer War.
Whoa.
Yeah. World War One is the setting of Kingsman 3. And it will introduce a team named Conrad who wants to fight in World War One. So there's going to be no Eggsy. That has been confirmed. Mm. This is what what's his name has said about this. His idea for the
what's
new
his
one,
name?
You know, Eggsy.
Taron Egerton.
Yeah, Taron Egerton. Mm. His idea for the new one is incredibly exciting. He's talking about Matthew Vaughn. I'm sad that I won't be on that journey with him, but it's not the last you've seen of Eggsy.
Because
they've talked about Kingsman TV series and a Harry prequel, maybe. I can't remember.
That is, exactly. Spin-offs.
We're filling the spin-off news. Mm-hmm. So, less excited for Kingsman 3, but that World War One thing makes me go, okay.
Plus, Conrad is a great name for a teen.
Boy, is it. In World War One, definitely. Mm. He's got that haircut. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what the haircut
is. The haircut is, yeah. Mm. So that's all the news for this week.
Don't your ears get cold, you know?
Mm.
That kind of haircut.
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to talk about, this is the only time we can kind of fit this in before the next Creed film comes out.
Yeah, right.
We're going to be talking about the Rocky films, the first two at least, which is interesting because it's an ongoing, it's been going since 1976 somehow.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it ebbs and flows in terms of quality, uh-huh. but there's only really one significant low point for this series, which Rocky? Is Rocky V.
Right, yeah.
Everything
yeah.
else is pretty solid.
Yep.
Yeah. But these first two, they're really just dramas and then there's a fight at the end.
That's true, yeah.
Which isn't a bad uh-huh. thing.
And these both, they're both written and directed by Sylvester Stallone.
Written, not directed. John G. Avildsen directed the first one.
Yeah, right.
He also directed The Karate Kid, which is just Rocky, but it's karate.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, but it is based off a real guy, like a real boxer.
Oh, Rocky
roughly.
Marciano?
Is yeah.
That, because that
or parts
is.
Parts of it is.
Because that is, that's Rocky Balboa's inspiration. That's his
yes.
hero.
Uh-huh. And they also have the same name, it turns out.
Yes,
that
correct.
Being Rocky. Mm-hmm. Though Rocky's name isn't Rocky. His name's something else. I can't remember.
Who, Rocky Balboa?
Yeah, he's got a different name.
What?
Yeah, I can't remember
what
his
name is. This is news to me. When do we learn this?
I don't know.
Is
I don't
it in the movies?
I don't even think they say it. I think it might be on a document in one of the movies.
It's on his action figure, maybe.
Yeah, it's on his action figure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's also, a lot of this is based off Stallone's experience with Hollywood, because when he made Rocky, he was 30, which is the age of Rocky.
Uh-huh.
But he'd spent, you know, a decade or so trying to get work and as a writer and as an actor.
Yeah, right.
He did some softcore porn films, which people may be
familiar
with.
Hence the name Italian Stallion.
Italian Stallion, yeah. Well, I think it was called something else and they changed the name
to
that.
Oh, later on, okay,
yeah,
right.
But, and then released it. But he was offered, Stallone was offered $350,000 for the rights, but he refused to sell unless he could star in the film.
Uh-huh.
Even though he had $106 in his bank account,
right?
No car, and he was trying to sell his dog because he couldn't afford to feed it. Ooh. This is where he's at, and he still turned it down.
Right, wow.
I've given Stallone grief on this podcast before,
yeah, you have.
But reading this story, like, he is amazing.
Yeah, right,
I've completely uh-huh. missed, because you know what I think it comes from? I read a really weird interview with him a few years back where the reporter had a really strange experience with him, and it was
okay,
really
right.
aggressive and off. And but this guy's beginnings and what he's done is incredible.
So can we go back to explain it to me again? So he went, I've written this movie called Rocky.
Yeah.
And I want to be in it.
Yeah.
And they were like, we'll give you $350,000 not to be in it.
Is yes. That, we'll
wow.
take, but we'll take your script.
Okay,
so,
right. But he took less money than that.
He did. Well, what the condition was that he'd continue to work as a writer for free and he has to work as an actor for scale. I can't remember what that
was. Oh, scale is like, yeah, the scale is like extras wage or like
yeah
like the lowest it's
the
like
lowest of
actor,
the low.
Actor's minimum wage yeah
yeah so he ended up selling his dog for $50 apparently.
Oh,
and then
that
he
dog
ended up, he bought it back. It's actually the dog in the movie.
Oh right, the big old dog.
Butkus the dog. So yeah, he ended up, I mean, I'll talk about how it ended up box office wise, but it ended up being a really wise decision. And they had a number of people that they wanted to bring in instead of him. Robert Redford was considered, Ryan O'Neill, who I don't know, Burt Reynolds, James Caan. I can see James Caan in this role,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, but I cannot see, as much as I like Robert Redford, I could
Doesn't
not
work
see
with
him
Redford.
As a boxer.
Because he's so handsome and
yeah,
whatever,
yeah.
And it's cool. But this guy's just a mumbling kind of just...
Yeah, right.
Like ape of a man
uh-huh.
with a
yeah,
good
yeah.
heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the best choice for this film is him.
Yeah, yeah. Agreed. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway, it's really of the time in a lot of ways, isn't it, Mason?
Yes.
For one, there's just dudes singing around a burning bin.
Yes.
Was that something that happened?
There's a lot of toughs. Yeah, I was just, yeah. Like, is this a form of entertainment back in the 70s? Just people being like, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom. And then, like, Rocky will show up and be like, hey, guys. And they'll take a swing of their booze. And then he'll... You're like, hey, you sounded good, boys, and then it'll take off again.
Because I guess most of them didn't have TVs. I'm assuming
that's probably
so.
True, yeah. Uh-huh.
The weird thing, what I think, because those guys show up in the sequel,
yeah.
I think one of them is Frank Stallone.
One of them is Frank Stallone.
Okay,
yeah.
I knew it.
One of them is definitely, yeah, Frank, because he calls him Frank.
Okay,
that's
right.
His brother,
okay,
yeah.
Good, yeah. Uh-huh. The fighting in this is not anywhere near as good as it is now. There's a lot
yeah,
of
right.
missed punches. And there's like clearly punches that are missed and they
oh,
snap
okay.
their
yeah,
head
okay,
back.
Right,
and,
right, uh-huh.
You know,
there's a lot of, there's, what you're saying is there's a lot of, Hollywood punching
yeah.
that is not as well concealed as it is
yeah,
nowadays,
as it is
right,
now, yeah.
kind of thing.
But
because it's normally, it's camera tricks. It's like, because cameras can't see depth.
Yeah.
So it's like, you punch at someone
from a certain angle, and yeah, exactly. And sometimes in these Rocky movies, they actually just do hit each other and put that in.
I was just thinking that, not as part of the movie, but as a boxing, ref, how often do you get punched?
Like accidentally?
Yes.
That's a good question. I don't know, though?
If you're a boxing ref out there, how many times a day do you get punched?
You get punched a lot? Yeah. Good question.
Because you get right, they're getting right in there and these guys are just...
Yeah, they're grappling.
Blazing away.
Yeah, that's it. Speaking of punching, though, he loves punching a dart after a fight in this.
Yes.
Yeah. Apparently, Stallone really was a smoker and he gave it up for this film because he kept getting out of breath.
Yeah, I bet.
During the boxing. But it's so 1970s.
I've said this because a lot of people are like, do you not like sport? Here's the thing. I like sport more when it was less professional.
I think.
I liked sport when I liked Australian rules football when it was like they were just smoking on all the players were smoking on the sidelines during the game.
And you just take a piss at halftime on the field. Yeah, people used to do that just
exactly.
And they were all
just butchers in their real life. They were just doing it part time.
Yeah.
I think that was more fun.
Totally.
Now that it's a bloody corporate world.
It's bloody Hollywood Mason Cole. Bloody mad. It's mad. Yeah. It is. And I also like that athletes didn't have to be fit then.
Yeah.
Right. It was just like, for cricketers, it was like, you don't have to run. You just got to hit the ball. And that's the same for baseball, I assume.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to, you just got to be able to hit it. You don't need to have to really be able to do anything else.
Do you have a pretty good eye? All right, get out there.
Yeah, that's pretty great. Mm. For a lot of this film, about a third of the way in, I was like, I can't understand this dude a lot of the time.
I
put the subtitles on, yeah. And I think also some of that is sound quality.
Yeah, right.
Because it is of the era. But he's just mumbling away through the whole, and he doesn't stop. There's no breaks in his,
his dialogue.
He just kind of goes and goes.
And he's also in every scene.
Yeah.
So well, he's in 90% of the scenes.
Yeah.
It's very much, it's not a movie where it's, There's a minimal cutaways to Apollo Creed in the first one, like where he's sort of plotting to you know what who his next opponent's going to be. Is it going to be Rocky? But 90% of the scenes is just following Rocky's day and Rocky's life.
Yeah, as a low level mob enforcer guy, I guess that mob enforcer guy never gets any sort of comeuppance or.
He seems a relatively decent guy.
Is he? I don't know.
I don't think he is, but also like. You're right. He never gets a comeuppance.
And he's always at the fight supporting Rocky.
And he's like, yeah, Rocky, go. You're a good man.
Yeah.
Hey, Rocky, here's some money for training. Hey, Rocky, here's $50 to take the girl out.
There's a few people that never get their comeuppance, which they definitely would now. Mm-hmm. One of them is that mob enforcer guy's mate who's in the car with him.
Yeah, right.
He's always like, Rocky, you're a bum. You're no good. And Rocky's get out of the car and I'll bloody box your bloody lights out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's also the guy who's training at the gym with him in the second one, who's spitting water on Rocky.
Yeah,
and,
that's true. Yeah.
And I thought that guy was going to be used as a warm-up match for Rocky.
And then
Rocky
would pulp
was
going him,
to trounce him. I realized watching these movies, I don't think I've actually seen them.
Right.
Fully. Uh-huh. Like, I'd seen bits of it. I thought the bit where he chases the chicken in the second one was in the first one, because also in Creed as well.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, I don't think I've ever sat down. I've definitely seen 3 and 4.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah.
I think 3 and 4 are... Because 3 and 4 are the flashier two.
Yeah.
And I think that's... They're the flashier two, and they're the more cartoony, I think.
Yeah.
And I think they're way more likely to have been on TV.
I think
people have fond memories of the first two, but they haven't watched them that often.
Yeah.
And 3 and 4, it's like, well, he's got the robot and he fights Dolph Lundgren and he fights Mr. T. Those are really kind of...
Yeah. The action
they're
movies.
They're the spectacle.
Yeah. Right? So it's strange that he has... pictures of himself on his mirror.
It is weird. Like junior versions of himself. Yeah.
Or even just 10 years prior. Uh-huh.
I guess. But that's fascinating. I didn't know that his story of a never was boxing champion is the story of Sylvester Stallone, the never was Hollywood celebrity, Hollywood actor until he became that.
I feel like in now day and age, you could become a Hollywood actor after you're 30. I'm sure it could happen then, but I feel like if you did it for 10 years in the 70s and you just got nothing, and and Stallone's not a traditionally handsome guy.
I mean, is he?
No, not in this one, I would say.
Oh, right, okay.
You know, he doesn't have crazy muscles and his face is kind of lopsided.
Yeah,
and,
right, uh-huh.
You know what I mean? He's just kind of a schlubby looking dude.
Uh-huh.
I think he's probably more likely, like a guy like that would be more likely to be famous now, I would say, with that kind of look.
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. Uh-huh.
But it's fascinating to me that he broke through at 30. Mm-hmm. In this particular way. I don't
it's
think
also fascinating
another story
to me that
like
he is
this.
30 in this movie.
Because he seems older?
Yes.
Yeah, he really does. So the original budget was $2 million, but because Stallone ended up starring in it, they halved it. They went, well, we're not going to put the money into it. But it was the highest grossing movie of 1976.
There you go.
It made $225 million, which is the equivalent of nearly $1 billion nowadays. So he got very rich very quickly.
Oh, did he get a cut of that somehow?
He must have.
Right.
Because, yeah, he was... But I think a lot of...
You get a writing residual, I imagine, yeah.
And I think it's the realness of this movie that I think is really appealing. Like, the streets look just real and grubby, and the clothes are grubby, and the people look like real people. He seems like a real person.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I think Stallone's done a really good job, I guess except for 3 and 4 because they're cartoons, of making this Rocky character seem real throughout the different decades.
Yeah, right, uh-huh.
I think for a lot of his other characters, they're kind of these hyper masculine,
yeah, right,
kind of machismo.
Expendables.
Yeah, like Expendables, Demolition Man, which I like Demolition Man. It's fun. But this character, for the most part, has always remained
human.
Human and flawed and just kind of this mumbling, good natured buffoon.
I'm interested in that because in the first one, because his great love is Adrian, the mouse.
Pet Shop's open late, isn't it?
I was just thinking, I thought of that at the time. I'm like, is this some sort of 24-hour pet shop? She's really just, yeah. But like his great love is Adrian, who's the mousy pet shop.
Ford Coppola's sister. Oh, right. I think.
Is that Sophia Coppola or is that?
No, that's his daughter. Okay, I'll look into that.
But she, you know, obviously she's beautiful once she takes her hat and her glasses off.
Boy, is she, Mason.
But he kind of, like, it's that he gets her just by chipping away at her.
I didn't like that at all. Because I got the sense that she didn't like him.
Yeah, right.
And he was just hassling this woman and making, and then her brother, who's a terrible person,
Paulie, yeah,
makes her go on a date. She's cooking Thanksgiving dinner, and he just throws it outside in the alley.
He goes, go on a date, get out of here.
So, and then he gets really angry when they end up hooking up, and he's like, "You've been used. You're no longer a virgin." Yeah. It's really bizarre.
It's really bizarre. And there's a bit where he's like, he takes Adrian on a date, and then they go back to his place, and she's like, "I'm gonna leave," and then he like bars the door with his, and he's a man who beats people up for Bunny in several careers,
yeah,
and he's just like, but the kind of the implication is that like he. All of this gets her out of her shell, kind of in a way. And so after that, she's like, oh, I'm actually feeling good about life because all I needed was a man to block the door.
Yeah. I think the lesson here is, though,
yeah,
do not do any of these things. if a girl is ignoring you or doesn't want to go on a date, that's
best,
it.
Best leave it.
Best leave it.
But that's the thing. Like,
even if her brother throws a turkey.
But I guess where I was going with that is, so is it implied that he is in the wrong in that, or was that just the attitude of the 70s? Yeah, I was going to say, or is he written as this flawed character who doesn't know what he's doing, or he's just a dumb ox kind of guy?
The date that he takes her on, he just spouts at her about being a boxer.
Yeah, right.
He's like, I'm a southpaw, people don't want to fight me, I've been fighting since I was 15, and you know, oh look, my finger's dislocated,
and here's a picture of me from when
I was fighting or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and she's like, okay, yeah, all right.
So, it's interesting because he's not...
And he's nervous, I assume. That's what that is.
Yeah, right, uh-huh.
Yeah.
See, it's tough to...
Maybe it is written that way, though.
Yeah, right.
Part of it is, yeah. But she comes out of her shell more, and especially in the second one, she's more of a, like a forceful character.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they build on that.
I mean, she's got better hair in the first one.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You might be right, Mason. Mm-hmm. You know Marie, that kid that... He walks home.
The 12-year-old tough girl.
Yeah, yes. She's from Rocky Balboa. She's the woman that's helping him out in that.
Is she really?
It's not the same actor, but that's the character.
Huh.
Yeah, so that's... I thought that was... He gives her a real bloody talking to about, don't be a bloody loose girl or whatever, because the guys, well, they won't remember your name and they won't respect you or whatever. Yeah, right. So, uh-huh. Yeah. Do you like his grandma glasses that he wears?
Yes.
Were they cool at the time?
No, surely not.
My impression was that he's just poor.
Yeah, that's the glasses he's always had. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They give you that down at the unemployment line. They give you those.
I think so. Yeah, glasses. And I enjoyed the idea that he was kind of like he knows he's not the smartest guy in the world, and so he notes everything down.
Yes.
Like he's kind of like he's
and he still kind of gets it wrong sometimes. Mm. Yeah. Paulie, though, he's just horrible.
Yeah.
Just, he's
How many
so
movies
mean.
Does he last through? He's, in,
he's
through.
In Rocky Balboa. He's dead at the start of Creed.
Yeah,
he visits
right.
his grave. But he's not paying for drinks. Like, he's just leaving. Rocky's like, yeah, I'll get it. Even though Rocky has no money.
And he's also, like, he also just boozes throughout the day.
Yeah.
Like, he's just got a bottle of whiskey on him at all times. And he's just taking a swig from it.
He took some, he lost some weight in between movies, though.
That's true, he did, yeah.
Which they make mention of. What do you think of the Apollo Creed, what's really Muhammad Ali character in this?
I had more sympathy for him in the first movie.
Yeah.
I think he seems... I think the character has sort of varied over the years. And I don't know if that's an evolution of the character or if it's just different. Like, they were like, we need him to be more of a villain in the second one.
Right. Because
in the first one, it seems more like he's just a reasonable guy and he just wants a bit of a show and he's kind of like... And he seems more fair-minded or whatever.
Yeah.
But then as soon as the... second one starts, he's like, I'm gonna get you, you're a loser, Rock, you're a bum, I'm gonna whatever.
Well, because at the end of the first movie, he also says there's no, we're not gonna do a rematch.
Rematch, right, and then the second one, he's like, straight away, let's do
I'll
a rematch.
Do
now.
A rematch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the idea of how he picks out Rocky from, you know, the group, and he's like, this is, because he knows how to put on a show.
Out of some sort of boxing book.
Yeah, boxing book.
It's like a hardback boxing.
You don't have
boxing.
A boxing book?
I don't have a hardback boxing
Have you ever gone
book.
To your dad's shelf and picked out his boxing books?
No, I've never done that.
That's
I should do that, yeah. Okay,
mm-hmm. Fair enough. What about Mickey?
I was just
I think he's so
thinking about,
great.
Yeah, exactly. The late great Burgess Meredith, who people will probably know best as the Penguin in the 1960s Batman TV series.
I said that before, you dumb Dago. Remember that bit? Like, whoa, what's...
Yeah. There's a lot of words in this that's being thrown around that you would not throw around these days.
Yeah. It's funny because I don't see the Penguin at all. Like, he's not there at all. Is that just me or...
That's just you, yeah.
Okay, you just see the Penguin.
I just see the Penguin.
I messaged you this during the week, or maybe we spoke about it, but his workout clothes are so gross.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Gross. But again, he's poor.
He's poor. Uh-huh. But he's got, even in the second one, though, like, he hasn't washed them even.
No, that's
they're
true.
They're just
yeah.
covered in
no,
grease.
They're his lucky workout clothes.
Oh, this, and you can see, in the second one, you can see his dick in them. You can see his dick through them.
I mean, I guess if you're looking hard enough, which you
I didn't
are.
Have to look that hard. It was staring at me, if anything. Uh-huh.
He's the Italian stallion. What can I tell you?
Yeah. The other thing is,
are we not going to talk about Burgess Meredith?
yeah, we are. Yeah.
Mickey's great. Just a man screaming.
But what I like also about him is he's opportunistic in the same way that other people are. Mm-hmm. His intention is to train Rocky because he wants another shot also. He had interest in him prior to that.
Yeah.
And Rocky also recognizes that he's seen this opportunity and wants to take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. But then they obviously... this respect kind of grows between them. And
they bond over a screaming match on either side of an apartment door. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I would have liked, there's a scene, if any people haven't seen Rocky 1, there's a scene where Mickey comes to Rocky's apartment and he's like, I'll train you, blah, blah, blah. And Rocky's like, no, you won't. You didn't have no interest in me. You didn't care. Where were you for 10 years when I was blah, busting my ass, blah, blah, blah. And he just keeps screaming and then Mickey leaves and then Rocky's just screaming to a door, like a closed door as Mickey walks away. And then eventually Rocky comes down and like, he's clearly done his screaming and he's gotten it out of his system and then they work together.
Yeah.
But I would have liked a scene where Mickey just walks away and Rocky's still screaming and Mickey gets in a cab and drives home and Rocky's still screaming and then Mick gets...
Sun comes up.
Yeah, sun comes up. Mick gets on a plane. He goes on holiday. Rocky's still screaming. That would have been good.
Yeah. Now, here's a question. I think nowadays it's definitely not the case, mm-hmm. but can you get fit enough in 5 weeks to compete in a heavyweight boxing
versus the
match?
Equivalent of Muhammad Ali?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
But I guess if he's...
Technically, though, he must have the technical basics down right.
Well, like, as I understand it, as Mickey says to him, he's inherently very skilled, but he wasted it.
Mm.
So...
He Filipoussed it.
Is that an expression?
Tennis player,
His nickname was always the Scud, but it should have been the Pooh.
It was the Pooh. People
was
also
it?
Called him the
called
Pooh.
Poo. Okay.
Yeah, he was more Pooh than Scud.
That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, they'll put that on his
As
tombstone.
A bloke, more Pooh than
Scud.
70% Pooh, 30% Scud. Yeah. So that's how I took that.
Yeah, but right. But I think the idea is that he has spent the last 10 years training himself to the best of his ability.
Yeah.
So I think he's inherent, like he is fit.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have the technique drilled into him. He's fit and he's skilled.
I think he's also punch drunk and he must be missing some nerves. Yeah, or he's got a very high pain tolerance or something.
Yeah, I think that's also one of his skills. I think that's mentioned that he keeps getting hit, but he doesn't go down. Like,
he gets hit so much.
Yeah,
like in the face, so much. He doesn't.
That's
block.
Also, but yeah, that's true. But also, I think these ones are more realistic in the sense that in 3 and 4, I think a lot of people have said, like, if you got hit the number of times and as hard as in 3 and 4, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
Anyone would die in a couple of rounds, but it just goes forever.
Just keeps putting his face out there. Mm. There's bits where he runs in, like, a jeans and leather jacket, just running around, which I did not care for. What do you think of the montage?
It's the famous montage, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're running through the streets of Philadelphia. This bit, like, I got this fact. Sylvester Stallone pulled a tendon in his leg and was taken to a nearby hospital in a wheelbarrow.
That's good stuff.
That means they would have had to have got a wheelbarrow. Like somebody's, somebody's yard, just get a wheelbarrow.
No, I reckon what they did, I reckon there was probably some teams to some union guy on the set.
Yeah.
Who's just like, ugh. Yeah. Like he's been hauling bricks to build something and they're like, get the bricks out of there. And he's like, ugh. I'm getting overtime for this.
Yeah. So I like the montage.
Absolutely.
The running's great.
Uh-huh. It is great, but
those are not good running shoes.
They're not good running shoes. Yeah. They're also
cool shoes. It's, but it's not
iconic
good for running.
The iconic Rocky theme Gonna Fly Now is great unless you listen to the lyrics and you have the closed captions on and it tells you what the lyrics are. Because it's like, working hard now,
going
getting
faster.
Fit now. Yeah. Just don't think
you
about
it.
Now. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's better orchestral.
It really is, yeah. It makes a lot of sense that they've cut it out in all the more recent ones, yeah.
You know what I love about the actual boxing match at the end? Mm-hmm. Apollo Creed is such a showman that he has two separate costumes.
He does, yeah. Initially he's George Washington and then he's Uncle Sam. Yeah,
which I think is amazing.
Yeah.
And Rocky's got this baggy dressing gown, or what are they called, fighter's robe or whatever that he's wearing. Apparently also the shorts on the, you know how the shorts are the wrong color on the poster, apparently that was a mistake that they made in real life
and they
couldn't change it, so they just went, we'll just
put a line in, we'll just, okay,
yeah, same with the baggy dressing gown or whatever, because Stallone's not a big guy, and if you look at a lot of this, he's wearing a significant heel on his shoes.
Oh, right, I didn't see
if
that.
If you have a look, yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway, what do you think of the fight itself? The makeup, I think, is 1 and 2 are the most upsetting.
Yeah, for sure. Uh-huh.
He doesn't get that mashed in the next ones.
Yeah,
he still
uh-huh.
keeps a cool, handsome
face.
Yeah,
for sure.
This one is just like, oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like... Which is the better? Are we doing movie by movie? By the way,
I guess
are we doing
so.
One and two?
Yeah, I've got some.
I think it's I think it's pretty solid. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh huh. And you can see some empty seats in parts, but they do a decent job to make it look like it's a full stadium, because nobody, you know, you couldn't get extras for this.
Explain to me if you can, because I'm not maybe. Mick cuts his eye.
Yeah.
What is that?
If it's swelling and filled with blood,
you cut
and
it,
it's covering
and
your eye,
and then pus comes out. All the blood and pus comes out. Okay.
That's what it
they didn't cut his eyelids open.
They should have, but they didn't do that. Yeah.
But he's just. I keep blinking, Mick. I don't know what I can do. He's punching me while I blink. Well, we'll cut your eyelids off. We'll do it.
So, yeah, he just gets mashed. He just puts his face out there.
Yeah.
Put your arms up, man. I mean, it is hard. I don't know if you've done any sort of boxing ever, which I barely have. Mm-hmm. It's really hard just to keep your arms up for that length of time. But don't... What are you doing, mate?
What are you doing, Rocky? What are you doing,
you
Rock?
Keep getting hit in the face, mate.
You're your face.
You're going to have to cut your eyelids off, mate. I told you. Yeah. Anyway, should we go? It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's obviously dated, but not as... Only some of it.
It's entertaining, I think. I mean, there's some issues with it, obviously, but that's every movie of the time.
It's every movie.
Yeah.
Okay, Rocky 2 opens with the first fight.
Yep. A little too much if you're watching back-to-back.
Yeah.
Yes. But a lot of it, at the time, people weren't.
Yeah.
Because they're coming out of the movies and there's no home video market.
That's right. So Apollo wants a rematch. They're both banged up in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Rocky gets married. They're still singing around a bin.
Yep.
It's all happening. Those guys are still doing there. And the first thing he does with his $100,000, which ends up being $37,000 or whatever
taxes,
it is.
He buys a Trans Am.
But he buys watches and coats and a house and He's like, I just got the good house. Whatever. We got the good couple.
Why would I look upstairs? The ground level looks pretty good, so why would I look upstairs? I'll buy this house.
I've been punched so much. Mm. Why would I look upstairs? I don't even blink, mate.
That's
I don't have any eyelids.
He buys a jacket with a tiger on the back.
Oh, boy, does he. Oh, the first thing I thought was, I want that jacket.
Yeah, right.
I saw that jacket. Uh-huh. Apollo Creed's not happy because people are saying that he's not the real champ.
That's right. He's saying we forgot to mention Apollo wins in the first. Oh, yeah.
But he won because he punched Rocky more than he got punched.
Yeah.
That's how boxing works. It's a points thing.
Oh, I'm aware.
Unless you get knocked down, which is how the second one ends. But Apollo's not happy because people are like, you're not the real champ. You're not as cool as you look or whatever. But
yeah, for sure. They think the fight was fixed.
Yeah.
Do
you like that, there's a bit of bloody stickball in the street.
Boy, do I. Yes.
Yeah. So he ends up having a kid, but he's running out of money because he goes to do a commercial, but the commercial director keeps yelling at him because he can't read properly. Look,
that watching that, I'm like, well, this is a failure of the director and the writers or the producers of this ad.
Yeah.
Because...
You just have him stand there.
Just have him stand there and do a voiceover. Yeah. Why are you getting mad at him?
Yeah.
Really no good.
He's not known for... you know, impeccable speech and reading prowess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, so he's out of money. Mm-hmm. So he takes up manual labor job and he's thinking about fighting again, but he's half blind in one eye. I don't know whether that comes up in other movies.
In 5, he's pretty much blind.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
And then he regains his sight in 6.
Yes.
I think he goes blind in 5.
Okay. I think it's head trauma, isn't it?
Yeah, okay, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Look, I've gone to, just letting you know, I've gone to SlyStalloneShop.com.
All right.
And they do have the Rocky 2 Tiger jacket, but it's sold out currently. So
how much was it?
$200.
It's too much.
Right.
For a jacket that I have a passing interest
in.
Yeah. So
but imagine wearing it on the streets. Imagine wearing some tight black jeans and a little hat and the Rocky 2 Tiger jacket.
Maybe doing some sprints. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Apollo Creed has a devious plan to bring him out of retirement. And the way he wants to do that is to bait him. He's like, we're going to harass this guy on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
So their big plan is to put an ad in the newspaper of Rocky as a chicken
being
punched by Apollo.
Which says on it, the chicken stallion. It says...
Shouldn't it be the Italian chicken?
Chicken, yes. That's the first thing I thought. It doesn't even make any sense.
So it's like taking the chicken horse.
Yeah. They should have called him the chicken parmigiana, because at least that's an Italian kind of chicken.
That's true. Yeah. So... what I think was amazing off the back of that was all Rocky's mates turn on him. They see the ad and they're like, you are a bit of an Italian chicken.
And he's like, oh, it's pretty funny, right? And they're like, you're a loser now.
He nearly beat the heavyweight champ.
Of the world. The undefeated heavyweight champion of the world.
And you're all boxers.
Yeah.
You know how hard that
is. You're all losers as well because you just hang out in this old boxing gym, this rundown boxing gym. You all have one set of workout clothes.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. So he learns to fight right-handed to confuse Apollo and protect his eye, which apparently was also a thing that they had to do in real life because Stallone got injured or something and they had to switch. I can't remember why.
They had to wheel him around the ring in a wheelbarrow.
So he aims for greasy, fast speed.
Yep.
Where he chases a chicken.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And he can get one, but his heart's not in it because his wife doesn't want him to box.
Yep.
Because he gets hit in the head a lot.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't... This guy is... He's so stupid in a lot of ways, Rocky. Because the amount of time he goes broke and...
Yeah, right.
And money is... It's so up and down in these series.
Yeah.
But I guess he's just a good-natured kind of punch-drunk guy.
Yeah,
But he's going into a bank and he's like, why can't I just do your job? Because you don't... You can't count or
read.
And
you're wearing a blue safari suit.
Yeah, what are you talking about? I mean, you at least need to learn these skills before you go in.
And also... You're bad at interviewing Rocky because he goes in and the guy says, "Oh, and just wondering, do you have a criminal record?" And Rocky's like, "Yes." Just say no. It's the 70s. Just say no.
That paper's almost certainly gone.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's in a filing cabinet in a police precinct that probably burned down. Don't even worry about it.
Killed a bunch of corrupt cops.
Yeah.
It's fine, yeah.
Oh, do you think he has his criminal record from Rambo 1?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I think, yes.
There's a reference to First Blood in Rocky 2.
Is there?
Well, I mean, he says somebody's going to have to draw First Blood. And I'm like, did Rambo First Blood, when did that come out? Probably after.
Around this time? No, you might be right. I think it might have been after Rocky.
Okay.
Let me check. Rambo First Blood is not called Rambo First Blood, is it? I think it was renamed.
Yeah, it's just called First Blood.
It came out in 1982.
Okay, so it's before. Okay, never mind.
There you go.
Okay, it's just the common usage of the phrase First Blood.
Yes.
Never mind.
We got to do some Rambo episode as well.
Is there a new Rambo coming out?
You better believe it.
John Rambo 2.
Yeah.
Still Ramboing.
He doesn't have the mullet.
Yeah.
I've only seen 4, so I got to watch the rest of them.
Yeah, I've seen all of them.
Yeah, are they good? Some of them I've heard. Yeah, it's a 1972 novel, so maybe it was something he was looking at.
Beforehand, to create. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That was his next project.
Next project, yeah. Okay.
And he's like, I want to make this movie. And they're like, no. And he's like, can I reference the title in one of my other movies? And they're like,
it's a 70s, sure.
Sure, who cares?
Adrian, Rocky's heart isn't in it. Like, it isn't in 3 because he gets punched so much.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And so after the birth of his son,
Rocky Jr.,
Adrian goes into a coma.
Yeah.
But because she's so stressed out and she lost a lot of blood,
uh-huh.
But they're like, do you want to see your kid, Rock? Sorry, the dog's just clubbing all over Mason.
Yeah. I'm going to get a photo. Hang on.
That's all right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm still listening though.
Yeah, she's like,
dog's in a coma. I'm listening.
The doctor's like, do you want to see your kid, Rock? And he's like, no, we're going to see the kid together.
I'm literally not looking at my,
I'm not going to look at him for
kid.
A month.
Yeah.
So that kid's just sitting in another room
with nobody looking at him.
Yeah. And it was the 70s, so like a nurse would check on them every 4 hours or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Nobody cared. Mm-hmm. Apparently there was some study, and I don't know the specifics of it or whether or not this is true. But
is this Rocky related?
No.
If you show a baby the movie Rocky.
it'll grow up punch drunk. But that a kid, you need to talk to a kid from a very young age because it's how they learn facial expressions and audio cues and they take on a lot of language before they can speak.
Yep.
My kid understood a lot before he started to speak
because
he took a while to. But there was also, they found some kids were at an orphanage where they were very well behaved and very docile. But the reason was because they never developed proper language and their brain didn't develop because adults didn't talk to them.
Right.
So it's really important to talk and read to a kid and all these things.
If you take nothing out of this episode,
talk to your kid.
Talk to your kid.
If you've got an orphanage full of kids,
talk to those kids. Yeah.
Anyway, she wakes up
and
she's like, why don't you bloody...
we need money, Rock.
Yeah, I've lost a lot of blood. We need money.
We need money for blood, Rocky.
Yeah. So off he goes.
First blood.
Mm. So he goes off and he starts breaking pipes and doing one-hand chin-ups and whatever. And there's a bit where he runs up the stairs again and there's 100 kids around him.
He leaps some benches.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
That bit with the stairs and all the kids is weird. Which is like, there's like 100 kids around him.
Yeah, it is weird.
It feels like a weird ego moment.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But again, we get to the fight and why doesn't Rocky block?
Why doesn't he block at all. He doesn't block so much in the second one that I thought maybe it was a strategy.
Yeah.
But it isn't a strategy.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it's like, we know that Apollo, he does too many jabs, he wears himself out, and then you get back in there. Nope, that's not the strategy. He can jab forever, apparently.
Yep, he certainly can. And he wins because he gets up. So, and he's the best, and he's the champion of the world.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about Rocky 3 and 4 another day, probably when they make Creed 3.
Okay.
They probably will. But people have said, why don't you talk about Rocky 3 and 4, because they're the most relevant to the series. I guess then they are.
Okay then.
The new series, at least the new film. Because,
that's true. They are. Yeah.
But it's fun. I think I enjoy 3 and 4 from memory more because they're more ridiculous.
Yep, absolutely.
But these are solid films.
I agree.
I mean, 2's probably not as good as 1. I don't think. Technically, it's better in a lot of ways.
Yeah, the cinematography is way better.
Yeah, yeah. The fight.
But that's more money,
better.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that?
Yeah, he gets hit more, which is good.
Yeah.
It's more kids.
That's for sure, good. Yeah. That's 100 pretty great.
More kids.
Yep.
Yeah. What do you think overall? Would you say these are worth watching?
Yes.
Back to back?
Not necessarily.
Yeah. I think you could skip 2 even and go straight to 3. Because 3 you could just say, yeah, he won. And then 3 starts and he's the champion or whatever.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But why would you? If you got 2 hours to spare.
If you got 2 hours to spare.
Yeah, watch 2.
Watch 2.
They're both good.
Yeah, they're both good. All right. Next week, we're going to be talking about Fantastic Beasts and the Crimes of Gay Wizard Hitler.
Terrific.
So people
I saw a poster for that the other day.
Yeah.
And it said, Fantastic Beasts, the Crimes of Grindelwald. And it took me a minute because we've used the weird fake title we invented so many times. I forgot that it wasn't actually called The Crimes of Gay Wizard Hitler. Surprise me, I tell you what.
Yeah, so I've heard mixed things.
Right,
I'm interested to see. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of... I've got a Harry Potter video coming out this week on the best Harry Potter film, what I believe is.
Okay.
So people want to... That's
is this
now.
A trick
no,
of some sort?
No, it's not a trick. It's my genuine opinion.
Right. Because I feel like you've reached the point in your YouTube career where a lot of your videos are tricks.
Yeah, they're mostly just tricks. No, this is a genuine... Like, this is the best one and this is why.
Right.
So, yeah. You haven't... without giving it away, but I don't think you've seen this one, so you probably shouldn't watch it.
Oh, I've seen... I have now currently seen... All of them except the last one.
Okay. Well, I'm not... Oh, you've been catching up?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I've seen... Yeah, the last one I saw was Deathly Hallows 1.
Right.
So I've got one to go.
You're in for a wild ride, Mason.
Yes.
And then you're going to watch Fantastic Beasts before you see Fantastic Beasts?
I've seen it a couple of times. It'll be fine. Cool. I remember it.
You remember it, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, you know what it's time for then?
Oh, what are we reading?
What we're going to read.
Ooh.
I'm doing the thing.
I think I'll watch Rocky 3. Yeah. Apropos of nothing, I'm going to watch it.
Whenever we do something like this and I enjoy the films, I always want to go straight into the next one.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think I'm going to force myself to stop and wait a couple of years until...
A couple of years?
Yeah, that's what I did for Harry... That's what I do for Harry Potter.
Right,
yeah, okay. I can restrain myself, unlike you, Mason.
Yeah, I'm not.
You must really like those films if you're just going forward. That's great.
Yeah, I enjoyed them, yeah.
Well, a lot of the Deathly...
Again, some of it's dated.
Yeah.
Atrociously.
The first three.
Yes.
But the Deathly Hallows ties a lot into this new one, apparently, so it's good that, you know,
okay,
you're probably going to get more out of
it. Well, there's that snake, isn't there?
There's that snake, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's...
That snake be a lady, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Miracle's ending, though. I think it's this week.
Oh, the Tom King?
Yeah.
Mr. Miracle? So... Okay. I'm behind a little, so...
The last one was so good.
All right, I'm going to get to it.
There's a dark side... They finally meet with Darkseid.
Okay.
And it's just the best.
All right. Yeah, I'm a few behind, so...
Yeah.
But what are we up to? Was it always going to be 12?
It's 10 or 12?
I think it's 12 because it was like... I remember thinking it's because it's like his Tom King's run on the Vision.
Right.
12 and then 12
The
and
Vision
done.
Family one? Is that
yes.
what you're talking about?
Yeah,
which is
done.
Also good. And so sad. It's so sad, Mason. Yeah. Yeah. I don't really have
okay,
any...
Okay, well, is that the last one or...
There's one more coming out.
Okay,
and
cool.
That's it. Yeah,
right, well,
which I haven't read yet.
I'll catch up on that because that is very...
Good.
Very good stuff.
Yeah. Anything else you're reading? Doing?
Still haven't watched Batman Ninja. I should get to it.
No, yeah, you've been talking about that. You've been
banging on about it.
Talk a big game, Mason.
Talk a big game about watching stuff that's free on Netflix. And then I'm like, well, it'll never go away. So I've got plenty
exactly.
of time to
you
watch it.
Exactly. You don't even need to worry about it. Yeah. Forget about it. So, yeah. Well, that's a short what we're reading this week, isn't it?
Isn't it, though? Let me think. Anything else?
We've done a couple of Caravan of Garbage is coming up. We've got a Harry Potter one on Tuesday, which we played for a Harry Potter video game.
Mm-hmm.
If you like the last Harry Potter video game, we're doing a different Harry Potter video
Terrific.
Game. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's coming up. Right, letters, I guess.
Yeah, let's do letters. Letters theme.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. Now they're here right now, we're going to do letters.
Goodness gracious me.
It's time for letters.
Isn't it? Mason, if you want to reach the show, you can because you're in it.
That's
you can,
true.
You can interrupt
you can
whenever
do it
you
anytime.
Wish. But if you want to email the show, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com
mm-hmm.
or #weeklyplanetpod on Twitter, and then we'll read out some.
Yes.
It's always good to see people on Twitter asking questions, and it's always good to be getting in emails, isn't
That's
it?
True, yeah.
Do you want to go first or do you want to go
first?
Oh,
yeah. Last week we talked about the state of Marvel TV.
Yes.
And specifically we did talk about the Inhumans.
Mm.
We were wondering... What was the state of the Inhumans at the end of the series Inhumans? A couple of people emailed
yes.
in. Ethan has emailed in as the only person I think on Earth who actually legitimately watched every episode of the Inhumans. I thought it answers some of the questions you were asking. Spoilers for Inhumans.
Here we go.
First of all, no, it does not get better. That's I was curious about that.
That does not surprise me.
He says there's maybe one episode that I would say was any better than appalling, but it gets easy to handle. Okay, spoilers, they eventually leave Maximus trapped in a bunker on the moon.
He deserves it, I guess, for trying to help people.
Then they go back to Hawaii.
Oh.
So the Inhumans are in Hawaii.
I don't deserve that.
No, exactly, they're bad people.
All right.
Overall, I'm not sad it's cancelled. Thanks for probably not reading this. Sucked in we did.
Yeah,
Ethan.
Idiot.
Yep.
Now you look like a right fool.
You do. It's great stuff.
This is
we were curious. Yeah, they don't deserve to be in it. Hawaii.
No.
Hawaii's a paradise.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be allowed.
Even if Maximus's intentions are just to take over and just so he can be king, at least he's freeing the people who are working in the caves.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's all I'm saying.
Anyway. Yeah,
anyway.
Anyway, the only benefit there, obviously, is that 50% of the Inhumans are dead now.
Thank God.
They turn to dust.
I bet they dodge it.
God damn it.
This is from Massive Late Fee on Twitter. A PG-13 re-edit, you know, for kids, of Deadpool 2. Does this worry you that once Disney buy 20th Century Fox, it will neuter the characters? I don't think this is a Disney move at all. I think this is just a Fox getting as much money as they can.
Yeah, for sure.
They,
uh-huh. Yeah. And I think there's enough people that will pay... Is this the remake of... This is a PG of Deadpool 1 or 2?
Yeah, 2. You thought it might have been both, yeah?
Yeah.
It might have been a retelling of both.
They could compress it down.
I think so. They could, uh-huh. Yeah. It's got the Fred Savage bit.
See, I think a lot enough... So I would pay for that.
I'm not going to go see it.
Okay, right. I would... I would pay for it if they have the...
Audacity.
The audacity. If they have the Fred Savage Princess Bride device...
Yeah.
And they go back to that enough times. Also, I think if they work creatively around the violence...
Yeah.
In the like if it's just cutaways, if it's just removal of the blood, I think that would...
What if they acknowledge at the top that goes, well, Deadpool says, we used the CGI to get rid of the whatever. What if they say it like that?
No, I don't know. I think if they find a creative way to work around the violence, I think I'd probably watch that.
Okay then.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fair enough.
Or like if they redub, you know how like when I was a kid I would always watch the A-Team and then like the A-Team would drive a... You know, they'd be in a car chase and they'd drive some guy's Jeep off a bridge and the Jeep would crash off the bridge and you'd hear a guy go, hey, you all right? Yeah, I'm all right. Like they would dub that in
to
indicate that nobody had actually died. If they put that sort of stuff
after people get their limbs cut off.
They'd be like, right? Hey, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm cool. Don't worry about it. Like, I think that would be fun.
I still don't know what Disney are going to do with this. Maybe they will end up neutering all these characters. Maybe. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
That would be unwise, but we don't really know what they're going to do with him.
As if Deadpool would stick around and let that happen.
As if, yeah.
He's cool and dangerous.
Can't be stopped. Yeah. Not even by corporations, you
That's
know?
Right.
Even though he's part of a corporation currently.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then he's going to be part of a different corporation.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Correct. Even though he's a soulless ripoff of another character owned by a corporation.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you got? You got another one?
This is from Jake Marone.
All right.
I live in Thousands Oaks, California, am affected by the fires. Through one of the worst and scariest 48 hours of my life, listening to the show has helped a lot.
Oof.
I know, right?
I don't know if that's true.
Big call.
Things must have been really dire if this helped in any way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously, if it weren't for you guys, things might be much worse for me.
How?
Yeah. I mean, we've made it worse.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah, I mean, we've got a few people that message on Twitter as well who are out that way. And
Justin Lyles also says, his town burned down the other day and his show gave me something to listen to while I was stuck in evacuation traffic.
That's horrible, man.
Yes.
That's really terrible. Yeah. I'm really sorry to hear that. Yeah.
I'm also sorry to hear it.
Well, I'm more sorry.
I'm more sorry to hear it.
My empathy is beyond
yours. More sorry to hear it, Infinity Plus One.
You got me.
Yeah, that's right.
I hope everybody is safe out that way. Yeah, the bushfires are... Well, both my brother and my dad are firefighters. And, you know, as someone who's had people tell me stories of them who were there, absolutely horrendous.
Uh-huh,
so, I'm glad those two are safe. And I hope the other people out there are also safe. If you're in the area, maybe don't be there. Go to a different area.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And if you have to leave your chosen podcasting device at home, do that.
Please
it's not
do.
That important.
Nah, well, listen, nah, nah, you know what?
Subscribe. Subscribe before you leave. Subscribe and then leave.
Yeah. We got here from Benson Maid on Twitter, hashtag Weekly Planet
Pod. Good name. That's a good solid name.
Starring in a local town performance of Oliver Twist this week.
Hello.
As we live in an era of reboots, would this story work on a 2019 or 2020 backdrop? So you take Oliver Twist.
Yep.
Modern day.
Uh-huh.
Orphanages don't really exist the same way they did then, obviously.
Right, okay.
But street urchins do. Homeless kids
do. That's true, yeah.
That's a thing.
Yep.
Do you think it could work?
I mean, you can modernize it that way, or you could modernize it in the sense that he's not pickpocketing, he's stealing people's bitcoins.
He could do
as
that,
an example.
Yeah. How many bitcoins so he's using, stealing data drives?
Yeah, he's stealing thumb drives off people.
Mm.
He's hacking the Gibson. He's doing all that
stuff. Absolutely, I understand that, yeah. So you want Oliver Twist, but it's Bitcoin.
Yes.
You can call it Bitcoin Twist.
Exactly.
Okay, good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Oliver Twist, any version of it?
Oh, years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could, but
I've seen the Alec Guinness one.
Realistically,
straight adaptation I don't think is enough.
No.
Is
Oliver
done?
Twist, is any element of it whimsical? It's not really.
Like magic?
No, but I mean like, Is it all grim and gritty the whole time?
It's mostly grim.
But there's no like moments of levity. Nobody does a little dance.
Yeah, there are. You know, there's the Artful Dodger and stuff and bits and pieces.
I don't know. It'd be really because it walks a fine because, you know, there's the homeless problem is a huge problem.
Yeah.
And to be like, well, actually, they're fast talking heisters,
sassy,
you know?
Bloody, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be weird.
Okay. So no?
Bitcoin.
All right. And on that note,
yes,
send us some bitcoins.
If you could.
I had a lot of money stolen from me. No, can you wrap up the show, please?
As little as one bitcoin.
They're worth quite... What's one bitcoin worth
I'll
now?
I'll find out right now.
It's like 10,000 or something like that. Is that right? Probably even more.
Probably a lot.
Let me check.
I'll check my currency converter because it's got bitcoin in it for some reason.
I can just Google it.
Okay, do that.
One bitcoin is 6,000 US dollars or a bit over.
It was like 12,000 a few months ago. So that's
there you go. Well, that's no good to me. I don't want it then.
Yeah, exactly.
No, thank you. Yeah. That being said, I know a number of people said, how can you support the show more? Just keep listening. Like that, we, as I said, say in this video, we planned for this.
Yes.
You know, for YouTube or somebody screwing us over. And so we're prepared.
So we got revenge all set.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But if you do,
we've already built the coffins, Defy Media.
And we're coming.
I put the nails in myself, mates. We're coming for you, Danny Defy and your mates.
Yeah, but we're fine.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a little bit tighter over the next few months. But anyway, Mason, what do you got?
Oh,
you got?
Let's see. Well, again, thanks for listening and supporting and subscribing. That helps. And reviewing, telling people about it.
Yep.
If you'd like to support the show, wait, I'll do the other things first.
Okay.
That's not as important. What is as important is you can get us on Weekly Planet Pod at Facebook and Gmail and Twitter and Bandcamp.
Reviews always help.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter. You can also find me on Instagram.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.
Got them all.
Good
for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. That we're bringing that back.
We're bringing it back because we did a caravan of garbage. It's not going to be out for a long time.
But we did Terminator Salvation thing. And we've really got back into the Christian, angry Christian Bale group.
The Christian spirit.
That's true. Ooh, yes. Very nice. Good for you. Anyway, how about I trash your lights? How about I try? It never breaks the accent.
That's a do it.
Good for him. Good for you. Anyway.
I love seeing the realization that you just made that connection.
So good.
You're so happy.
Anyway, you can also go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group.
Yep.
You can also go to planetbroadcasting.com, sign up for the newsletter. But the great Rob Collings, he's also the Weekly Planet on Twitter.
Yes. He's wonderful. He answers so many emails. He keeps the website in check, Planet Broadcasting.
Yeah. But we're like, should we do a best of for Christmas? And he's like, here's everything.
I've already done it.
He's already done it.
So
what a madman.
We've got a Christmas gift coming out for people if they want to
buy it. So it's less a gift and more a piece of merchandise.
It's a gift if you buy it and give it to somebody else.
Somebody else, precisely, yeah. So if you're a big fan of this show, you should tell somebody who isn't a great fan of this show to listen to this bit and send them the link and then they can purchase it for you.
Correct.
It's not out yet.
It's not out yet. Anyway. And we'll tell you what it is later.
Yeah, okay, cool. Let's see if you do want to support the show otherwise, you go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies.
Chuck in a buck
if you wish.
Absolutely.
Or a Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Or you can go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description.
Yeah.
Click through there if you want to buy Bitcoin for dummies.
That's right.
Learn all about Bitcoin.
Please do. Yeah.
Please do. Just click through and buy that. Buy whatever you're going to buy on Amazon where you get a kickback somehow.
Kickback,
We've got some teas on teapublic.com.
Oh my goodness.
Love those teas. I've seen people in a tea in the wild.
Yeah.
It's great.
Me too. And all the people who bought those Planet Broadcasting shirts, which is great.
Yes. We're seeing those Mr. Koi ones. They're really good.
Really cool, yeah.
People bloody love them. They look good. They look good in person.
They do look good.
They look good on the internet. You put one on and people are like, that's a great pattern.
We love it.
We do.
They say.
They do say that, and I say it also.
We all say it, yeah.
But if you want to get one, it's too late.
It's done, yeah.
Well, I cannot wait to see if you've been put up on eBay. Not for me.
Didn't like it
in real life. $5.
James shaved his beard off, so.
Yeah,
I've grown it back, Mason.
You have grown it back, yeah.
I'm feeling good. I feel like a real person again.
Good for you.
Good for me.
Good for you.
What else?
Let's see. What else? Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes.
Yep.
That's about it, I think.
That's about it. Next week, like I said, Fantastic Beasts, Crimes of Gay Wizard Hitler. Mm-hmm. Swing on by.
If you would, that'd
go
be great.
And see
we'll
that
talk about
movie
it.
And then we'll talk about it.
Yeah,
and then after that, it's, I think for us, it's Robin Hood.
Is it?
And then it's Creed.
Great. Okay.
So it's up and down.
Is it though? Yeah.
Yeah. But Tim Minchin's in Robin Hood, so maybe it's
A job that he did for money.
It might have been that.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Thanks for listening.
Grab that Jimmy, guys. We'll see you next week.
Good riddance.
Well, what?
To you.
Oh.
Gotcha.
He did get me.
All right.
How about I trash your lights?
Don't do it. We don't have lighting.
No, there's no lighting.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.